The ordinance was actually a donation from a well-meaning UNICE employee. OC staff didn't know what to do with it, so they handed it off to Dave Gregory. He's the operations manager for the corporation.
I've never seen anything like it. It's almost like it's the projectile is set into this big brass socket, and that's probably 6 inches in diameter, so it's a pretty weighty thing.
Gregory says the original owner had picked it up on a beach last summer. His roommate kept it after the man moved away and decided he should probably turn it in. The OC does accept donations of spent shells for their display at the airport visitor center, but Gregory says they don't take anything that might still have a charge inside. And this round definitely qualifies.
I guess he figured he found it on OC land and he wanted to return it, I guess. But we just want to let folks know that we're not the repository for those types of things. They need to get hold of public safety and they can deal with them.
In a manner of speaking, that's true. Public safety will retrieve unexploded ordnance for safekeeping. But Director Jamie Sunderland says the safest thing to do is destroy it. And that's not up to local authorities.
It is the responsibility of the military to come and dispose of old ordnance. They've done it on the island over the years a few times. And so they'll be back out soon here to dispose of this.
The Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team, stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage, is the responsible party. They're planning to fly into Unalaska and destroy the round. Until then, the projectile is stored in a bunker. Public safety declined to say where exactly to discourage people from trying to go looking for it. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.